Because some of the directors were really terrible. I mean, one director, I can't remember his name, threw the inkwell off his desk at his secretary. Well, you wouldn't dream of doing anything like that today. You know, they really were very, very opinionated and arrogant and all the rest of it. And of course, that wouldn't be the position today. I don't think a boss, but that if almost wouldn't be tolerated as a way of conducting your business.
People would see it, I suppose, as workplace bullying or something.
Yeah, they would. And one interesting thing which happened was that the ministry came to see the company, and I got on very well with the ministry, particularly the chap was a production director, and he was there. And people wouldn't believe this, but they had a check in their pocket, apparently, for £2 million, so he told me afterwards. And the attitude when they spoke to the members of the ministry, talking to the directors, was so cold and so difficult, they decided they wouldn't give it to them. This was in the early days of 1052, the jump jet, the Kestrel. And what had one thing that they'd done, they obviously didn't want these chaps from the ministry to talk to Sir Sidney. So Sir Sidney said to Frank Cross, "Get that bugger Jefferson." So I was taken into Sir Sidney's office and told that I was going to go to this meeting in his stead. Would you believe? And he said, "I just want you to tell them one thing, that the way forward is to build prototypes, not try and do production designs off the drawing board, because a mistake can be made or it might not be quite right, and then you've got a production run all tied in with it. Two prototypes like we've been making for years is what, just get that across." So I went into this room and he couldn't see across it for cigar smoke. And it was quite unbelievable. Libri was sitting at the end of the table. Rubython and other directors were all around. And they were treating these ministry people, I thought, extremely badly. Anyway, I sat down. I think Libri said to me, "Is there anything the design department wants to say then to the ministry?" And I just reiterated what Sidney had told me, which I agreed with anyway. And he said, "Right, you can go, more or less." So the amount of input the design office had to the ministry was absolutely minimal. And I know it sounds quite beyond the bounds of reason to believe that story, but it's absolutely true. And then the production director fellow said to me some days later, "We had this check for £2 million and we didn't pass it over." And the same production man rang me up one day and told me that we got the contract for the Hawk, and my directors didn't know. So I went down to Ralph Hooper and said I knew by my ministry contracts we got the contract. And he didn't know, because they hadn't told us. And these fellows said, "I know you've got the contract because the documents are going all round the ministry saying that you got the contract and giving details of what had to be done." And rather unfortunately, the attitude of the ministry to the company changed when we got that contract, and it became very much us and them. Whereas before, the ministry and the design department at least got on extremely well together, and we used to talk to the ministry about our problems, and they used to be very generous about the way in which they would help us financially sort some of them out. And we were in the middle of that. That was one of the things he used to do. Years before, a fellow called Hollyhock, who was the production draftsman chief, he'd been responsible for this interface with the ministry. And I got the job, I don't know how, after he eventually retired. Got on with them extremely well. But then this change took place and I got a different job, so I lost contact with them.
Let me just come back to that, because the sometimes there was the relations between the company and the ministry were
quite
was
good.
That a good ebb? Was it a good ebb? I mean, certainly. I mean, I know it's before your time, but there seems to be quite a lot of joint working with the development of the Hurricane, for example.
Oh yes, I think there was.
And then at other times it was extremely bad. I mean, are there any kind of general sort of conclusions you can draw about how the company and government work together? Because it was always difficult, wasn't it? I mean, it was a private company. It was there to make money, and government has a different set of priorities.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I mean, being defence, I mean, obviously you have to work with each other.
That's absolutely true. But of course, you've got to remember that my exposure to it was purely the design side. Now, what was going on the contractual side or higher levels, I wouldn't have a clue. But working at the working level in the ministry, which will be director level, specifically director for Harrier or Hawk, as opposed to the next levels up until you get to
the cabinet.
Yeah. So at that level, we wouldn't have a clue what was going on, but the people at cabinet level or the ones immediately below will be dealing, I assume, with the directors at Hawkers, and we were way below that level. But we used to get on, as I explained, to start with until we came to the Hawk, and then they wanted to change, or the fellow that took over wanted to change the attitude. And what we used to do, the RTO would write the minutes of the meeting at the meeting. So he would say, a subject perhaps would say, the introduction of a new gyroscope, just to make something up, and all the reasons for it. And he would just dictate those to his secretary, and that was agreed by the design guys in the company that what was said was fine. And when we started on the Hawk, and he did exactly the same thing, the ministry chap, whose name I can't remember, he said, we're not having this. The minutes are not being written at the time. You write the minutes. And that upset the RTO, because it always worked fine for years before. So they see the whole attitude was changing, and what it was like in the last 20 odd years, I haven't the faintest idea.